a song called Driving Home, and it's taken from a brand new album called Underwater, and the band are called Colour Tide, who hail from the Cork area for their sentence. Aidan and John from the band, you're welcome into WLR. Nice to have you in.
How you doing?
Cheers. That's Aidan. Who said that? Was that you, John?
That was me.
Oh, that was you. That was the singer of the band there at the moment. Nice to have you in. First of all, the album, when it arrived in, we were just talking off air there, and I was trying to come up with some sort of a criticism, if there's going to be any, and the only one I can really come up with is the fact that, as I was saying to you, that I'm so used to hearing bands coming along with a wall of sound, with the big bass guitar and the lead guitar coming crashing in, and the drums and what have you, that this one took me so by surprise. I think I was expecting that, and when this came on, oh. So I had to listen to it a couple of times out. We'll come back to the music in a moment. Tell me a bit about yourselves, guys. First of all, about Colour Tide themselves. What's the history of the band?
Well, it started back in, we'd say it's almost kind of 10 years now at this stage. Mm-hmm. And we'd say it went through many different forms, but John and myself would be pretty much the core membership of it, so to speak. Yeah. Like we've had various drummers and bass players, etc. And for example, one of the guys there, Gordon Ash, is over in the States at the moment with Ruby Hearth and so on. And we just literally evolved through to a situation where we ended up then, John and myself, writing stuff and recording, etc. Mm. Having our own recording setups in either place. Yeah.
Well, the album now, is this your first move out into actually releasing something proper? You know, up to your 10 years going around the circuit or whatever.
Yeah, we've been doing gigs.
Yeah, making money.
Yeah, but the problem with that is you're a one-trick pony. And I suppose we never really had the money or the equipment to go away and do this. We have now. So we did, and basically it was just produced on two PCs.
Really?
Well,
maybe that's what is hit me when I hear the music. Maybe
that's why it doesn't sound like Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not the band. I think it's computer generated then, to a degree.
Well, the instruments are all played live. The PCs are just a medium to actually get it to a finished product.
So you're a 21st century band then. It is from the technology point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.